Three drivers, one road, one death each. Ada, furious in traffic, speeds the wrong way down a crowded one-way street at 70 miles per hour to scare people, and kills a pedestrian. Ben, running late, sees a stop sign, decides to ignore it, and hits a cyclist. Sai, distracted by adjusting his radio, simply never notices the same stop sign and hits the same cyclist. Three identical results, three different crimes. Ada is a murderer. Ben committed manslaughter. Sai is guilty of negligent homicide. Nothing about the driving separates them, and nothing about the deaths does either. What separates them is a single question asked over and over in this topic. What did the defendant actually know? Here is the root. First, the four mental states that run everything. Then, causation, because homicide punishes a result. Then, murder, and the two directions an intentional killing can move, up to first degree or down to manslaughter. Then the unintentional killings and the ladder that sorts them. Then felony murder and its limits. And finally, killing with a car. Homicide is the law of a ladder. One physical act, one defendant causing another person's death, can land on any rung. First degree murder, second degree murder, voluntary manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter, negligent homicide, or no crime at all. What decides the rung is almost never the act. It is the defendant's state of mind. Two frameworks share that ladder. The older common law talks about malice aforethought and degrees of murder. The model penal code talks about four culpability levels, and its vocabulary is the one the exam outline echoes. A fact pattern may use either language, and this topic is unstarred, which changes your job. The exam may hand you the governing homicide statute. When it does, do not recall a rule from memory. Find the operative word, purposely, recklessly, extreme indifference, in the course of a felony, and match it to the facts. Start with the mental states, because every grade is built from one. Under Section 2.02, there are four. Purposely, when causing death is the defendant's conscious object. Knowingly, when the defendant is practically certain death will follow, even if it is not the goal. Recklessly, when the defendant consciously disregards a substantial and unjustifiable risk. Negligently, when the defendant is not aware of the risk but should be. The line between those last two is the single most tested distinction in this topic. Reckless means you saw the risk. Negligent means you should have. That is the whole difference, and that one word of awareness moves a case a full rung. The grades track the levels. Purpose or knowledge, and you are in murder. Recklessness so extreme it shows indifference to whether people live or die, still murder. Ordinary recklessness drops to manslaughter. Criminal negligence drops again to negligent homicide. Before grading anything, confirm causation, because homicide punishes a result. You link the act to the death twice. Actual cause, meaning but for the conduct the victim would not have died when they did. Accelerating a death that was coming anyway still counts. And proximate cause, meaning the death was foreseeable rather than freakish. An intervening event breaks the chain only if it is both unforeseeable and independent. Dana stabs Victor, who would survive with routine care. Nurses give ordinary treatment, and Victor still dies of the stab wound. Dana caused it, because ordinary medical care, even imperfect care, is foreseeable and dependent. Now change it. A reckless driver crashes into the ambulance. That might supersede. Two rules ride along. The eggshell victim, meaning the defendant takes the victim as found, so unusual fragility is no defense. And transferred intent, meaning if you aim at one person and kill another by bad aim, the intent transfers and you are guilty of killing the person you hit. Now, murder. At common law, it is the unlawful killing of another living human being with malice aforethought. Do not be fooled by that phrase, because it requires neither ill will nor advance planning. Four mental states satisfy it. Intent to kill. Intent to inflict grievous bodily harm. Depraved heart, meaning reckless indifference to an unjustifiably high risk to life. And intent to commit a qualifying felony. One evidentiary help for the prosecution. Intentionally using a deadly weapon on a vital part of the body permits a jury to infer an intent to kill. Degrees are a statutory invention. First-degree murder usually covers an intentional killing that is premeditated and deliberate, plus killings by poison, lying in wait, or torture, plus felony murder of enumerated felonies. Everything else that qualifies as murder is second degree. Premeditated and deliberate means the defendant actually reflected on the decision to kill with a cool mind. But the reflection can be brief. Even a few seconds can suffice. Ray spends the afternoon brooding over an insult, loads a gun, drives to the bar, waits for his rival, and shoots him. First degree. Now sigh. Shoved during a sudden scuffle, he instantly pulls a knife in a flash of rage and stabs the man who shoved him. He intended to kill, or at least serious harm. So it is murder. But there was no cool reflection, so it is second degree. Premeditation moves an intentional murder up. Provocation moves it down. So take that second road. Voluntary manslaughter is an intentional killing that would be murder but for heat of passion on adequate provocation. This is mercy, not excuse. The killer is still guilty of homicide, just a less culpable grade. Four elements must line up, and notice how they alternate. Provocation that would make a reasonable person lose self-control, objective. This defendant actually provoked, subjective. No reasonable cooling-off period, objective. And this defendant had not actually cooled off. Miss the first, and the rest never matter. Courts recognized categories of adequate provocation. A serious battery, mutual combat, discovering a spouse in the act of adultery, and the classic limit the exam loves. Mere words are not enough, however insulting. If a reasonable cooling period passed, the killing snaps back up to murder, though a fresh provocation can rekindle the passion. One related mitigator for your pocket. Imperfect self-defense reduces murder to voluntary manslaughter when the defendant honestly but unreasonably believed deadly force was necessary. The Model Penal Code replaces those rigid categories. Under Section 210.3, a homicide that would otherwise be murder becomes manslaughter if committed under an extreme mental or emotional disturbance. There must be a reasonable explanation or excuse for it. This is deliberately more forgiving. No specific triggering act is required, so words alone can qualify. There is no fixed cooling time bar. Watch it move. Mara comes home to find her partner being beaten by a neighbor. Enraged, she grabs a bat and kills him on the spot. Adequate provocation, no cooling time, voluntary manslaughter. Change it. She drives home, stews for 3 hours, then returns and kills him. At common law, 3 hours is likely a reasonable cooling period, so that is murder. Now the unintentional killings, and the top rung surprises people. Depraved heart murder. Some conduct is so dangerous that it shows reckless indifference to whether people live or die. The law treats that killing as murder, even though nobody meant anyone to die. Firing into an occupied room. Dropping a heavy object off an overpass onto traffic. Russian roulette. Below that sit the lesser grades. Involuntary manslaughter covers a killing by criminal negligence or ordinary recklessness, such as leaving a loaded gun where a toddler can reach it. It also covers the unlawful act doctrine, an accidental killing during a misdemeanor. The code streamlines it. Reckless killings are manslaughter under Section 210.3. Negligent killings are negligent homicide under Section 210.4, which brings back our three drivers. Ada consciously created a near-certain risk to many lives, so extreme indifference, depraved heart murder. Ben consciously disregarded a real but ordinary risk, so reckless manslaughter. Sai did not perceive a risk he should have caught, so negligent homicide. Same road, same death, three rungs. Felony murder is a shortcut for the prosecution. A death caused during the commission or attempted commission of a qualifying felony is murder, even if accidental and even if nobody intended harm. The intent to commit the dangerous felony supplies the malice, so the state need not prove any separate intent to kill. Because that can turn an unlucky accident into murder, courts hedged it with five limits, and the limits are where the exam lives. 1. The defendant must actually be guilty of the underlying felony, so a valid defense to the felony defeats the murder charge too. 2. Many states require the felony to be inherently dangerous. 3. Merger. And this one is worth a beat. The felony must be independent of the killing. An assaultive felony that is part of the homicide itself cannot be the predicate. Otherwise, every fatal assault would automatically be murder and the grades would collapse. 4. Causation and timing. The death must be foreseeable and must occur during the res gestae, from the attempt until the felons reach temporary safety. 5. Who did the killing? Under the majority agency rule, felony murder covers only deaths caused by the defendant or a co-felon, not a killing by an officer or a victim. Nia and Otis rob a store, and as they flee, Otis shoots a pursuing guard. Both are guilty. Now flip it. The guard shoots back and kills Otis. Nia is not guilty of felony murder for that death. A minority proximate cause rule reaches further, covering any death proximately caused by the felony. Even there, a felon is not liable for a co-felon justifiably killed by police or the victim. And the code rejects a freestanding felony murder rule. It presumes recklessness and extreme indifference during certain felonies, and that presumption can be rebutted. Last, killing with a car. These offenses are almost always defined by statute, so read the statute and match the culpability level. Ordinary criminal negligence gives you vehicular homicide or negligent homicide, depending on the wording. Causing a death while intoxicated is commonly its own graded offense. And in an extreme case, a grossly drunk driver, repeatedly warned, who drives the wrong way, the conduct can rise to depraved heart murder. A word on authorities, because this episode named no cases, and that was deliberate. Next gen questions hand you a killing, often with a statute attached, and ask which grade fits. They will not ask you for case names. Here, the authorities are the model penal code and whatever statute the question supplies. If you keep only three numbers, keep these. Section 2.02, the four culpability levels, because every grade is built from one. Section 210.3, manslaughter, which holds both the reckless killing and the emotional disturbance mitigator. And Section 210.4, negligent homicide, the bottom rung. Now the traps, straight from the examiner's favorites list. 1. Malice aforethought needs neither hatred nor planning. So a depraved heart killing is murder with no intent to kill anywhere in the facts. 2. Malice and premeditation are different questions. Malice makes a killing murder. Premeditation makes an intentional murder first degree. 3. Words alone are generally not adequate provocation at common law, but they can qualify under an emotional disturbance statute. So, read which test you are given. 4. A reasonable cooling-off period turns provoked manslaughter back into murder, unless a fresh provocation rekindles it. 5. The reckless negligent line is about awareness, nothing else. 6. Felony murder needs guilt of the underlying felony and an independent, non-merging felony. Under the majority agency rule, it also needs a killing by the defendant or a co-felon, not by a resisting victim or an officer. 7. The code has no first and second degree split and no true felony murder rule. Time for the quick check, straight from the Bargo question bank. The jurisdiction follows the common law rule of provocation. Wade comes home, and his spouse calmly tells him she has been having an affair for months and is leaving him. Devastated and enraged, Wade snatches a kitchen knife and stabs her to death on the spot. There was no struggle and no history of violence. Only words were exchanged. Charged with murder, Wade asks for a jury instruction on voluntary manslaughter. Is he entitled to it? Option 1. Yes, because discovering a spouse's infidelity is classic adequate provocation. Option 2. No, because a mere verbal revelation of adultery is not adequate provocation. Option 3. Yes, because he was actually enraged and killed before any cooling off period. Pause here if you want a moment. The answer is option 2. At common law, words alone are generally not adequate provocation, however wounding. The traditional adultery category required catching the spouse in the act, not being told about a past affair. Option 1 is the intuitive answer, and it overstates the rule by one crucial step. Option 3 is the more instructive miss, because everything it says is true. Wade really was enraged, and he really did kill before any cooling time. But those are the subjective elements, and they never matter unless the provocation clears the objective threshold first. Order the four elements correctly, and this question answers itself. There are 30-plus more questions on this topic alone, each with every option explained like that. 5 things to take away. 1. Grade the killing by the mental state, not the act, and remember that reckless means the defendant saw the risk, while negligent means they should have. 2. Malice aforethought is satisfied 4 ways, and none of them requires ill will or planning. 3. Premeditation moves an intentional murder up to first degree, while adequate provocation moves it down to voluntary manslaughter. 4. Felony murder needs a qualifying independent felony, a death within the res gestae, and under the majority rule, a killing by a felon. 5. When the question supplies a statute, the statute wins, which is how 3 drivers on the same road end up on 3 different rungs. Nothing changed about the road. Everything changed about the awareness. Next time, property and person crimes. Practice this topic with more than 2,900 exam-style questions, free to start, at nextgenbargo.com. This episode is for education and exam preparation only, not legal advice, and we are not affiliated with or endorsed by the NCBE or any bar examining authority.